Like a midah above, Mishnah Gimel, Kar Mitami Medris, Mitami Tmeimes. Piesha Mitami Tmeimes, Veino Mitami Medris. Any kli that is susceptible to become Tmei Medris, as a dinit, that a Zav or a Zav or a Nida that sits down or lays down on a kli that has been set aside for the express purpose to sit down or lay down on this kli, such a kli is susceptible to become an Abba Tumi to become Tmei Medris when a Zav or a Zav or a Nida would sit down or lay down on it. That kli would also become tamei for a mace. If it was underneath the same roof as a mace, it would become tamei mace. And even if it doesn't have some of the other prerequisites for a kli to be susceptible to become tamei from a mace, but since it has a prerequisite to become tamei medris, and the prerequisite for a kli to become tamei medris is that it's set aside for the express purpose to be sat down or laid down on, such a kli would become tamei from a mace as well. But there are cases that are susceptible to become tamei from a mace. It has the prerequisites that are needed to become tamei if it's underneath the same roof as a mace, but it is not susceptible to become tamei medris. If a zav or zav or anita would sit down or lay down on that kli, it would not become tamei medris. It would not become an avatuma. As for a kli to become tamei medris, it would have to be set aside for the express purpose for the kli to be used to be sat down or laid down on. And if the kli is not set aside for that express purpose, even though it might be susceptible to become tamei from a mace, but it's not susceptible to become tamei medris. It would not be an avatuma if a zav or zav or nida would sit down or lay down on that kli.
Second nida parabav mishnah dalet koha roi ladun dine nefashis. Roi ladun dine mamonis. V'yesha roi ladun dine mamonis, veina roi ladun dine nefashis. Anybody who is fit, who is kosher, to be a judge for capital cases, for a case in which the person might be put to death, is certainly fit to be a judge for dine mamonis, for cases that are only involve disputes of money. But there are those that are kosher to judge dine mamonis, disputes about money, but are not kosher to judge dine nefashis, a case in which somebody might be put to death. An example would be a mamzer. A mamzer is kosher to be a judge for dine mamonis, but not kosher to be a judge for dine nefashis. Koha kasher ladun kasher lahard. Anybody who is kasher, who is fit to be a dayan, to be a judge, is kasher to be an aid. He also would be allowed to testify. The yesha kasher lahard, they ain't no kasher ladun. But there are those that are kasher to be an aid, to testify in bezdin, but are not kasher to be a dayan, to be a judge. An example would be somebody who is a suma ba'achas me'enav, he is blind in one of his eyes. And we compare somebody who's a dayan to somebody who sees a nega, a kohen, who looks at a nega to see whether it's a nega or not. And a kohen who is blind in one eye is not kosher to judge on a nega. As the pasuk says, l'chol mara einei ha-kohen, has to be seen by both eyes of a kohen. And the Mephoshim explained that this is going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that just like a kohen who is blind in one eye does not have the right to look at a nega to say whether it's a nega or not, so too, somebody who's blind in one eye is not kosher to be a dayan. But the Chachamim disagree with this Mishnah. The Chachamim hold that somebody who's blind in one eye is allowed to be a dayan, even though he's not allowed to see a nega. As just like the Gemara din is allowed to be at night, a case of dine mamonis which started during the day is allowed to be completed at night, even though a kohen is not allowed to see a nega at night. So we see that we do not compare dine mamonis to seeing nega. So since we don't compare dine mamonis to a kohen who sees a nega, so even though a kohen who's blind in one eye is not fit to see a nega, but somebody who's blind in one eye would be allowed to be a dying. So therefore, the Chacham argue with this Mishnah. This Mishnah is gone according to Rabbi Meir.